It's going towards 5 minutes past six, and it is time to look at developments on the market. The All Share ends the day up in the green, so do financials, resources and the top 40, while industrials and gold end the day down in the red. Portfolio manager at Vestech Asset Management, Bright Kumala, joins us in studio. Good evening, Bright.
Good evening to me. How are you?
I'm good. I see you are enjoying the nice weather in your shorts. Talk us through the day's developments.
Yes, looking at the All Share Index, it opened in the red today. We actually closed up about 0.25%. That's good news for us. It means we continue that rally. And if you look at the different indices, the leaders there, we had the Resources 10, which was up 0.75%. And the other big push there, we saw the Financial 15s Index also up about 0.75% there. If you look at the top 40 winners and losers, we saw Kumba Iron Ore up 7.7%. That's on stronger iron ore prices, interestingly enough. And we saw Glencore closing up 2.6% and Standard Bank closing up 2%. In the losers column, we have Mondi, which is down 2%. First Rand down 1.9% after the announced there will be an acquisition of some company that we'll talk about just now.
Yeah.
And Bidvest closed down 1.5% there. And crossing over to our Rand.
Yes, how did the Rand fare? We see 2 week highs this week.
Yes, it's strengthening basically at 1.55%. Mm-hmm. So it's R13.27 against the dollar. And obviously that has to do with that weakening dollar.
Yeah.
It's weakening a lot. Trump again with more own goals, if you want to call it that.
That dude.
Yes, and now he's onto the healthcare side of things and he's not letting go. And also the news about the spy tapes kind of helped as well. I mean, you can't ignore it.
We can't ignore that. Tell us then about the takeover of First Rand of UK's Aldermore. Is that how it's pronounced?
I think that's how it's pronounced. I'm not especially in UK banking sector. So this is a company, it has reached small. It's a retail banker and it has, their clients are small to medium type businesses in terms of lending. So it's kind of like a SASFIN if you want to think about a bank in South Africa.
Okay.
Yes, it's an interesting one. I won't say I'm a specialist on this one. I don't look at it closely, but today it was up 3.55% on the news.
All right.
Valuing that business at $951 million US dollars. So I don't know what's that in pounds. I saw the thing in dollars only.
It's a lot of money.
So, I mean, the skeptic. This is my guess with regards to big sort of mergers and takeovers is that especially South African companies that have gone from South Africa and made big acquisitions there, they haven't been successful. You look at, Old Mutual, you look at the most recent one, Famous Brands and GBK, you look at, there's so many examples I can give you that, that haven't worked out. But someone did point out to me that Hastings, with RMI, the Bidcorp Group, with buying the company, called 3664.
Yeah.
Yes, and many other interesting assets. They have been a success. So this one we'll have to sit and watch and watch what happens.
We'll see. Then discuss the Milpark sale with us.
Yes, so Apollo Global Management is a private equity firm led by a guy called Leon Black. Had a big stake. They own 100% of Milpark. Now they're selling that to a consortium basically made up by Stadio, which is 70% Stadio and 30% Brimstone, the Stadio's new BE partner.
Yeah.
And through that SPV, they're bidding basically for all the shares of Milpark. So it's interesting. We're seeing where Stadio is going. First, it was... that other business, the film school. Now I'm forgetting it.
After,
there you go. That one, and now it's this. So obviously they're not going to be sitting down with all the cash that they're going to be raising in this special issue. There will be some debt to pay down and some more acquisition, I guess, on the lines. One like we've seen so far.
Right.
That market is very fragmented. So definitely there are lots of companies or operations to acquire here and there.
Interesting developments. Now talk to us about U.S. bank earnings.
Yes, we saw yesterday J.P. Morgan and Citi Group coming up with their numbers. Citi stronger, J.P. Morgan somewhat muted. But today, the biggest of the banks, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, we saw those guys, they beat by 3 cents. So it's always exciting as long as they beat. The revenues, they are $21.84 billion U.S. dollars. That's up 0.9% also. But in terms of consensus, they missed by about 140 40 million US dollars. So not a big miss as well there. But that company was up about 2% the last time I checked. Wells Fargo, you know, scandals don't stop, eh?
Oh, no. We live in interesting times.
Yes. They missed. Basically, consensus was about $1.03.
Okay.
They released 84 cents in terms of earnings per share. And the big contributor there was basically another scandal, relating to subprime mortgages.
This okay.
You know about the big crash in 08-09. So that's the thing. It's close to R1 billion, that they're setting aside, basically saying potentially that's what they find might be. So that provision is a big one, if
it
you ask me.
It is huge.
So as a result, they missed. But, you know, their revenues are still $21.93 billion. It's nothing, small by any means of imagination. It's still a lot of money.
Lastly, that fun fact of the day you are known for. Thank goodness it's a Friday.
Yes, fun fact of the day. I'm tired. People are bugging me about Bitcoin. So 10,000 rands worth of Bitcoin, if you had invested 7 years ago, it would be worth 644 million rands.
Whew, that's a lot of money. But another question that is always asked. If, say, a simple person like myself, I mean, I'm poor, and I want to get into Bitcoin, how much would it really cost me even for one?
So right now you'll be paying close to 5,100 US dollars.
I mean,
so that's about that's a lot of money.
68,000
rands. Yeah, so you can't even afford Bitcoin. So people who are actually trading Bitcoins are actually trading rights to a Bitcoin.
Aha, okay.
Which is not the same as actually trading one Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, which is, I don't know, it's more dangerous for me. But anyways, I wouldn't touch this one. I'm happy to be on the sidelines. I sleep
Same
well
here.
At night, and I don't want to get involved. And I'm willing to, to be wrong for longer until this bubble pops.
And we've spoken about the whole Bitcoin issue before, and you alluded to the fact that the South African Reserve Bank hasn't really recognized it in South Africa. What are the issues around there? Do people really understand what the nitty-gritties are around Bitcoin and this whole excitement and the growth? Yes, the growth is amazing. We all see it. But there are those issues.
Yes, I mean, the first issue that you should think about is, your tax bill. If you've made a lot of gains, there's capital gains. But because it's not regulated, you can get away by not showing your Bitcoin monies. But if there's an inflow of a lot of money, your bank is going to ask where you're receiving
it from. Where you're getting it from.
Yes, then you'd have to declare your gains. Somehow our system in South Africa actually is very efficient in terms of finding out where you got your money, because we've got very strict exchange controls.
Right.
Yes. Sure. And in terms of regulations, we've seen, Singapore and Switzerland coming to the fore with some regulations. You can call them, I guess, first movers in the in the sector. And let's just see how that works out for them.
We're not talking it down, Agir. We are
we're not.
For you and I,
we're expanding our options here, investment options.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. Portfolio Manager at Vestec Asset Management, Bright Kumalo, with the day's market wrap.